Tout va bien se passer.com.
Hello. Hi,
Gianluca. Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Ciao. So we
Yes. Ciao, tesoro.
Donc on a Gianluca qui est en direct depuis Milan. Gianluca est un artiste gender.
Bonjour.
Est un artiste gender fluid qui fait plusieurs performances depuis longtemps. Donc il est également couturier, il est musicien, il est drag queen. Il raconte des histoires avec ses costumes et avec son personnage de drag. Son art donc s'intéresse surtout à être sincère, au thème de la guérison rituelle et à tout ce qui peut être écologique. Parce que la nature, c'est important et sexy, comme il le dit si bien. Hi Gianluca, thank you for being with us from
It
Milan.
It is sexy.
Nature
oh,
is sexy.
It's sexy, it's fucking sexy, isn't it? Look around, there's sex everywhere in nature.
I agree.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us.
It's a
so you are in Milan.
I'm currently in Milan, yeah.
And can you talk to us through a normal day of your life at the moment? What are you up to?
Sure. So it's pretty chilled, I have to say. Like, obviously, working in the art field and in the theater field especially, my activities are a bit frozen at the moment. Like, I've been frozen since the beginning of pandemic, basically. But being in Milan, I've been lucky enough to actually set up a studio in here. So my normal day, it's waking up. I'm mainly like a kind of like a night creature. So I work like nighttime mainly. So I generally like wake up late, late morning, then try and get fit. So go outside, have a run, do some exercises, some yoga, and then back to the studio and into the studio sewing and trying to make everything as fine as possible to get ready for the time where we will finally be free again.
Free
to share, free to share our art. Yeah.
And what is missing you the most? Because your day look a bit
lonely,
flat. Somehow, what are you missing the most?
I mean, definitely like interaction, like normal interaction with people. But I mean, the things that the places, the spaces that I miss the most are definitely the theater and the club. Like, but I'm talking about like London styles because I'm based in London, but I'm currently in Milan because of COVID.
So you chose to come back to Milan, or was it kind of not really your choice?
I mean, it was already in my kind of like plans because of Brexit, obviously. So like having Brexit coming along at the like beginning of 2019, like during 2019, I've started already to kind of feel the need to see what's around in Europe, except from London, because London obviously is what brings us all together because it's such a multicultural city. And with Brexit happening, this multiculturality, if you can say that word, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
And, That kind of vibe is a risk with Brexit. So it was already in my mind to start traveling a little bit and see like other options in Europe. And of course, like being originally from Milan, Milan was my first choice. Then it kind of happened that
organically.
I found myself here. Yeah, it kind of happened organically. But I must say that I feel lucky because at least I've got like a space, a studio space where I can get creative and I've got my machinery and everything.
So how is it going in Milan right now? Are you guys, I read that some cities have reopened restaurants and bars. Is that the case in Milan?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, but just yesterday we came back into
lockdown.
Like orange zone. Yeah, it's a kind of lockdown. I don't know how it works in France, but in here we have like color coded zones basically. And
okay.
The red zone, it basically means like full lockdown. an orange zone. It's like a kind of like a light lockdown in which like main shops are open, but you cannot like sit down for a coffee or like gather or
Right.
like do like certain kind of activities.
So you have to
It's
stay
possible
home and
to
all
move
that.
around. Yeah, it's possible to move around for work and necessities, but it's basically locked down again here.
Are you still happy
Yeah.
to be in a city during this time, or would you rather be somewhere else in the nature, or are you sort of proud to be staying in Milan or in a big city?
I mean, obviously nature will be always really, really appreciated, but again, like even though Milan is quite small and quite like industrial, I'm lucky enough to live like in a, in an area that is like is surrounded by parks and things. So I don't know, I'm a bit biased on it because on one side I would love to just close myself up in full nature and countryside and just stay there until lockdown is over. But on the other side, I like being in the city kind of helps me connecting with what is happening around the world and not only in Italy.
Sometimes, are you going against the rules?
Oh, sorry, that was a question for me. Yeah, no, I kind of missed it. I was waiting for the song. Me, I mean, it's not like against the rules going out. I do go out, but I tend to like go out for walks mainly, or just to like see friends that lives in the area. Like I kind of tend to like respect the rules mainly because we all want this to be over. So. It's a bit like, you kind of have to do your part. And even though it's hard, because it's hard, but still, like, I think it will be harder to find ourselves in this kind of situation for a decade, because we don't respect the rules. So, yeah. I'm quite conscious, let's say, always wearing a mask or trying to.
Suicide FM. Va bien se passer. Point com.
How do you say Gianluca in Italiano? Everything is gonna be all right.
Andrà tutto bene.
Andrà
Andrà
tutto
tutto
bene.
bene. Andrà tutto bene.
So we want to hear more about now how you are feeling and how you're coping with this strange time and how it's been affecting your mental health. Lots of questions.
It's been a kind of a journey. Like when lockdown started, I was already kind of so I've been like regarding mental health, I've been struggling with depression for the past, I would say the past 2 years and a half, let's say. And it was kind of weird because when lockdown started, I was already kind of like in my bubble, struggling with mental health. So it actually took a while to me to realize everything that was going on. And like, of course, I was listening to the news, but it kind of took a while to actually bring it on myself and start like reflecting on what was going on. And once I started, I obviously depression kind of got worse because it was there was also that feeling of loneliness, but also a kind of loneliness that you can't go like that you can't escape really because you are locked inside your house.
You're making it worse.
And yeah, making it worse. Then I mean, I spent the first lockdown in UK. And that was kind of a blessing because I was living with like a splendid person, two splendid people, and a splendid dog, and that kind of helped. But then when I got back to Italy, I've been like a little bit of an upside down, I will say. But right now, like in this precise moment, I can definitely say that I feel better because I mainly because I started reacting really. Like there have been like some weeks, like several weeks in which I couldn't physically do anything because of all the like emotional and psychological status that then reflects on the body. And that was hard. But then I finally started actually coming back inside my studio and coming back on making and dancing and doing my things. And if I say now that I'm feeling better, is because, like, regardless the world outside, I found a new routine. I think that was what really
Got you
started
out.
people. But I also think that what really, like, one of the many risks of coronavirus, like of the pandemic in general, is on how the pandemic affects people, is the fact that it completely turns all over the place your normal routine, like your daily routine.
Is affected,
And
yeah.
your daily routine is completely affected by the pandemic, the fact that you are limited in the movement that you do and the places where you can go. So I think one of the trauma comes from this need of reorganizing your routine, and
So
you were not expecting that.
what's your routine like? You said some like having your routine sort of helped you feel better.
And
Yeah,
mostly,
definitely. I mean, absolutely.
do you have some
Absolutely.
tricks to feel better for our listeners? You told us about your routine previously, but
Yeah.
do you have real tricks or tips?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like do physical things, like don't allow, obviously working in like smart working or like filling your brain up with documentaries and everything and listening and reading, it's a blessing and we are blessed to have this time. But my personal like a suggestion that I feel like doing re like giving really strongly is to like do not stop your body from doing things physically, like that could be like from sports to activities. Like I sew and I embroider a lot, and that is really like having that time for yourself that is dedicated into producing something that you can see at the end of the day and you can touch at the end of the day really gives you that push kind of thing, that satisfaction.
Okay,
And
and sorry. And
no,
how
you're
do you what will you do first when things reopen? What's the first thing you're craving to do?
Going to theater and going to the club, mate.
Dancing, putting on gentle.
Dancing, like I want to find myself in front of a gigantic speaker with the darkest techno you can ever imagine, and just dance for like at least 14 hours straight because I
14
miss myself.
hours. You need to go to Berlin for that.
And being like completely surrounded by the beautiful crowd that like I'm so affectionate by, and all the
And then
community and all the friends. And,
how do you imagine the future? And then we'll leave you on that note, on that last note that is hopefully positive.
I hope it will be in the sense that I believe in nature, and I want to hope that this coronavirus and this pandemic that already showed us how strong nature can be in the first pandemic, after the first 2 weeks of no flights, no cars, the level of CO2 was already down of the 30%, and that is like a proof of how fast nature can recover. And I hope that
It
this
will
pandemic
continue.
will just like it will
Keep,
just like
yeah.
make us see nature
Nature.
from another point of view, not from like not as something that we can use, but as something that we can relate to, and something that is part of ourselves, and we need to take care of it exactly as she takes care of us.
That's right, because nature is sexy and we have to keep it sexy. Can't
Absolutely,
respect it.
absolutely. Embrace the sexiness of
Embrace the
nature.
sexiness of nature.
Embrace it.
Thank you for speaking with
Because
us
that's me.
live from
Thank you,
Milan.
love.
Really lovely to
I
speak
love
to
what
you.
you do.
Oh,
Thank
thank
you for what
you.
you
Chat
do,
to you very
guys.
soon.
It's soon. Love you.
Love you
Thank
very
you.
much. Bye, Gianluca. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.